So our listener Jess doesn't even know who she can safely talk to about her marriage. She's coming to us. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I listen to your show daily via your podcast. Thank you for that.
Oh.
Which is great.
Cool.
You can listen whenever.
Yeah.
You can't listen live.
Thank you.
I always enjoy your group therapy segments.
Mm-hmm.
Many times I think about how my story could easily be on there, but never decided to message you, except for now. I've gotten to the point where I don't know who to safely talk to about my marriage, so I'm turning to you guys. Please call me Jess.
I'm glad we saw that. When before we got this into the segment.
Yep. Pre-read always, a little bit. Yeah, sometimes
always dangerous.
Pre-read.
It's always dangerous.
So my husband and I have been married 5 years. We have two kids, 3.5 and 1.5, and I'm pregnant with our third.
She's in the trenches.
She is in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've been having some issues lately, mostly because we seem to have such conflicting views on things, and I feel like we've grown in a different direction than when we got married.
Mm.
Basically, he hasn't changed, but I have.
Mm.
I keep struggling with the idea of leaving him, but as a stay-at-home mom and being pregnant, it makes things a little bit more challenging.
Yeah.
So I guess I have two questions. Number one, is there any way to even work through a relationship if you've grown in two different paths, mainly for our kids?
Sure.
What should I even do if I decide to divorce? Uh-huh. Can anybody give some tips on being a single mom after being a stay-at-home mom? I don't even know where to start.
Wow.
Thanks for taking the time.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's a lot. We don't envy the position that you're in and certainly think that, you know, you are going through some stuff. You know, obviously kids, toddler, 1.5 and a 3.5-year-old. I mean, you are in the trenches. You're pregnant, so you've got a lot of things happening.
Yes. I know you got a lot of hormones going on. You're stressed out. You're just, your world is chaos around you, I think, at some point. But I think this is not going to be something that you're going to figure out in like one conversation. I feel like you're going to need to get into some therapy to try to dig into why you've grown into a different path. What's at the root of that? And is there a way to come back together and partner up with your husband, figure out where that started to go? Where's the fork in the road?
Yeah, we don't know why she thinks they've drifted or sees them as kind of going in separate paths.
Yes. Is there something he can be doing differently?
Right.
Put things back on track in your mind.
And certainly don't want to put all the onus on you.
No.
But
you have to dive into, like, has your heart completely changed? Have you checked out of the relationship when it comes to, are you still in love with your husband? That kind of thing.
Has
the love changed from, I'm not in love with him, but I love him?
Right. We did get a text from Kimberly, brings up a good point. Does he refuse to change or doesn't know he needs to change?
That's a very good point.
It's a great point.
Yeah, because I don't know. It's not clear on whether she's actually had a discussion with him about how she's feeling. Like she's got one foot out the door.
All right. 502-795-1997 is our number. Group therapy. You can send us a voice note. Maybe you've been through this. Like, and you just can share your experience and maybe some do's or don'ts with the whole situation.
We got another listener that says so many hormones circulating for her right now, but I also get the people change, been there, kind of there right now.
Mm. Okay. All right. 502-795-1997. Let's hear your stories and advice for Jess coming up in group therapy. All right. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX. Jess, just heard from her. She says she's in a rough spot. She's got a 3.5-year-old. She's got a 1.5-year-old. She's pregnant. And she's also thinking about leaving her husband.
And she's a stay-at-home mom. And she's got all
she's
the
got a lot
things
of stuff
going
happening.
On right
she's
now.
She's got a lot of stuff happening.
There's a lot of questions we all have because there's a lot of context missing. We're not sure like why. She just basically says that she feels like they're on different paths.
Yeah.
And that she's the one that's changed, not him. So I think that's going to be the biggest thing for her to try to figure out is why she thinks she's on a different path. Is it a thing where she can veer back on and get on the same path with him?
Right.
Trina says on Facebook, unfortunately, we need more context. What's your why? That's important here. Being a single mom isn't easy. We need to know what's making you contemplate that. But the answer is nobody. You can safely talk to nobody. Everyone is going to be judgmental. So keep it anonymous to group therapy. You get advice without worrying about people you know personally judging you. And again, I think an actual therapist, trained therapist, some sessions to help you dig in and understand your feelings.
Virginia sent us a voice note.
How much of this is possible postpartum? This chick is having babies back to back.
Yes.
To back.
That's true.
Yes.
It might not be him. It might be you, sis. Like, you might need to get checked out.
Peripheral. I've missed her.
Other than that, I hope your peoples live in town so you can go live with your mom and them. Cause that housewife money ain't existing. So you need a place to live. If you finna leave, hope your mama and your daddy's still around and that they love you and love them grandkids.
Cause
that's really your only option, babe, if you're gonna leave him.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah, that is true.
That is true.
Thank you, Virginia.
You gotta think about the logistics. But...
And you wanted to remain anonymous.
August of last year, I went through a rough patch with my husband. And, well, I had issues with anxiety and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, like, I was ready to just, like...
Call it quits?
Yes. And my mom helped me out and everything. I got everything fixed. And my husband and I are on an actually good spot right now.
How did you get yourself back on track?
I'm on the right medicine, so, you know, I'm going through menopause. Yay!
Yeah, menopause. Oh, girl.
So,
yeah.
So, I'm on all of the right medicines and stuff, and my husband and I are actually talking and everything, so, yeah, things are going really well.
All right, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yep. Gia on Facebook, that's completely normal. I've always said my husband's not the man I married. You grow and you change, and you don't have to agree. But if you really want to leave him, you can't continue being a stay-at-home mom. Your life's going to be a single mom. Go back to school, get a full-time job so you can afford to be independent. You just need to come to some hard realizations of what your new life would be. It's your decision at the end of the day.
Yeah, a couple people are saying never make huge life decisions when you're pregnant.
Yes.
Also, someone else who said, as someone who has divorced for all the right reasons, will tell you divorce is very hard.
Yeah.
Advice, try therapy first. Make sure this is not pregnancy brain.
Right.
And, you know, you...
From the ages of your children, you haven't given your body a lot of rest.
Right.
You got to be 100% sure this is the only move you have before you make it. Single motherhood's not easy. Did it 13 years ago. I'm sure it's a lot worse now. So, and then you're always going to be connected with your husband to co-parent.
All right. Well,
so that's going to be a tough path to navigate too. So yeah, she's got to get in and do some solo therapy first. Dig into why you feel the way you feel.
Yeah, certainly don't envy your position.
No.
Don't want to minimize what you're feeling either.
No, and I know you probably don't want to feel that way.
Right.
No one wants to feel that way.
No. But just know that a lot of people, especially in the comments and texts, have been where you are.
Yes, Jamie, I think, sums it up really well on text. I think a lot of us have been there. It's a bad season, but doesn't mean it will always be that way.
Uh-huh.
Unless something major is going on or happening, I would try to go to therapy and work through it. And maybe try to do some things to reconnect the two of you and have fun together and realize why you came together in the first place. I think we all want to tap out at times, but I couldn't imagine being without my husband now in the season of life we've gotten to together. I feel like at one point I hated him at times, but I couldn't love him more, I promise.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Keep us posted, okay?
It is so easy to kind of, when you got all that going on, to feel so disconnected from your husband, but get into some therapy and maybe to bring it back together.
All right. Good luck. Keep us posted. That group therapy.